Okay, we're recording.
Okay, it is 6 o'clock, Wednesday, January 10th, 2018, and we are here for our board policy committee meeting. Present are myself, Stacy Borgens, Dave Faber, and Superintendent Rains. If we could please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Oh, there it is. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, and as I said, the three of us are here. Mrs. Martin is absent with notice. And we don't have anyone here, so of course we will, we don't have any public comments. So, sorry, I'm just gonna,
We should start with four.
Or what page? Didn't we learn was go by the bottom page? Okay, page 25.
Yes, we did.
Okay, so colon 4:110, I apologize.
4:10?
4:10, you're okay. Right. New year, new mistakes.
same mistakes.
Same
mistakes. New year, same mistakes.
Exactly. All right. This is the operational services, fiscal, and business management. It looks to me that it is just some changes into the footnotes. There's nothing really. And quotation marks. I apologize. It's so small that I did not bring the peepers this evening for that. So. Have fun finding those quotation marks when you go to make the...
That's why we circled them.
Yeah, thanks. when you go to make those changes, but really it's just in the footnotes and it looks like it's all legalese. The next one is 4:80, also operational services, accounting and audits. They've added in the first paragraph, ISBE. I'm not quite sure why.
Because that way,
I mean, just so people know that, you know, it's just an abbreviation of, because it already says Illinois State Board of Education.
That's standard business writing.
Okay.
I do that all the time.
Well, I guess it's so that when they refer to it later on in the.
Exactly.
It's you don't have to keep writing out Illinois State Board of Education.
Exactly. You define the acronym for one time and then you can use the acronym the rest
exactly.
of the time.
Exactly. So, I mean, and that takes over a couple different pages and. That's it for that one.
And then footnotes.
But yeah, exactly. Page 32, 4:150, operational services, facility management, and building programs. These are...
Just footnotes. And legal references.
Yep, exactly. Next page is page 35, 5:10, general personnel, equal employment opportunity, and minority recruitment. There's a lot in the footnotes, but again, it looks like it's just legalese, nothing that we can, that directly applies to us. Other than on page 39 says coordinate, why does it say 25 next to non-discrimination?
That's just a footnote as to...
Oh, it explains.
Yeah, that'll be gone.
It does reference the other policy, the uniform grievance procedure.
Right.
And the non-discrimination coordinator.
Defines the difference.
Yeah, I see that.
It'll be gone from the actual policy.
Okay. So what was the next one? Oh, okay.
Maybe 5:20.
Yeah, it just was a smaller, so I was like, whoa, why did we change fonts here? Okay, so on page 41, 5:20, general personnel, workplace harassment prohibited. That's good to know. They've added the words unlawful discrimination, including harassment. And they've added into the footnotes descriptions of those, what... demonstrates that. And then on the next page, it's in that first paragraph of that page, it says, is not limited to verbal or physical conduct.
Yeah, referring to prohibited sexual harassment.
Yes. So, and then still more implemented by and what, you know, legally it goes through. On page 45, 5:90, General personnel, abuse and neglected child reporting. Interesting.
Yeah, it just changes the contact information for the child abuse hotline.
Yeah. And any district employee who believes that a student is in immediate danger or harm shall call 911 first.
Right.
So, and it gives the cyber tip line as well. Puts that in there.
Yep.
And the reason, and the reasoning is in the footnotes. And then it also, on page 47, number two, it says, it writes out 5 instead of just having the number 5.
It's standard business writing.
So. Then on page 49, 5:100, general personnel staff development program. These all seem to be in the...
It's all footnotes.
Footnotes. And the legal references.
Right.
Okay, so 5:220, professional personnel, substitute teachers. It looks like it's just changed some verbiage to, or added some verbiage. It says substitute teacher, and this is most, I'll just read the whole thing. A substitute teacher holding a substitute license may teach for any one licensed teacher under contract with the district for only a period not to exceed 90 paid school days in any one school term. And then 2 is a teacher holding a professional educator license or educator license with stipulations may teach for any one licensed teacher under contract with the district for only a period not to exceed 120 paid school days. So, and then that's all described in the footnotes.
So the difference is one's a substitute teaching license and one is like an FMLA, basically.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
And then it just changed, and under emergency situations, it changes the number 5 to the word 5. On page 55, 5:250, professional personnel, leaves of absence. They have changed the number 3 to the word 3.
And twice.
Yeah, twice, exactly. And they have changed, 3 to 5, 3 to 3, and then 5 to 5, but then it also capitalizes election day.
Oh, yeah.
When serving as an election judge, as opposed to having it lowercase, and then again, on the next page, it just changes the number 3 to the word 3,
yeah.
And 8 and 4, but nothing substantial is changed. On page 61, 5:330, educational support personnel, sick days, vacation, holidays, and leaves. To me, I'm missing some. I mean, it
just footnotes.
It is just in the footnotes, unless I'm missing some red, but I don't think so. Yeah, it looks like it's just clarification in the legal references in the footnotes.
Yeah.
On page 66, 6:2020, instruction, school year calendar and day. And it just seems to be changed in the footnotes. There is no specific changes into that. On page 69, 6:140, instruction, education of homeless children. And this is also all just footnoted. And
yep.
It doesn't, it looks like it's the more the definition in school code under the Homeless Children Act.
Right.
Then on page 71, 6:150, instruction, home and hospital instruction. And it's added some verbiage, physical assistant or advanced practice registered nurse. And it's changed the number 5 to the word 5. So it's not just physician, but it could be the physician's assistant or an advanced practice registered nurse. And then it has a lot of legalese in the footnotes.
Right.
And then it also added the same thing on the second, on the next page, was physician assistant or advanced practice nurse. Registered nurse. And changes the 3 to the word 3. On page 73, 6:280, instruction, grading, and promotion. This is just footnotes. This has to do with Park, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
It hasn't changed our policy. It's just in the footnotes. On page 75, 6:300, instruction, grading requirements.
Actually, just high school grading requirements. Oh, I'm sorry, that's just the first page.
Well, yeah, and then.
Oh, yeah.
It really doesn't apply to us.
Not at all.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, early graduation, and, you know, I don't think you can graduate early from eighth grade unless there's something I don't know about.
Right.
Which is possible. All right, page 78, 6:340, instruction, student testing and assessment program. This is also just footnotes.
And references.
Yep. On page 80, 7:10, students, equal education opportunities. And
references.
Yeah, does not say anything specific to change our policy. Page 83, 7:15, students, student and family privacy rights. On page 84, student, it just says
striking the word.
It's just ward. Yeah, it's striked it twice.
Yeah, just child no longer refers to wards.
Okay. Wonder why.
It talks about it being out of use. I forget what the exact language is, but it's
yeah,
just out of use.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I just struck it out 3 or 4 times in the policy.
Disfavored term is what they said.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. On page 87, 7:20, students, harassment of students is prohibited, which we have always looked at very closely. On the second page, under making a complaint enforcement, it has added, or any staff member with whom the student is comfortable speaking. And then it explains in the footnotes why. It says using any staff member is consistent with our policy 7:180, the prevention and response to bullying.
Okay. And
then it lists our coordinators and managers on that.
It's more footnotes and references.
Exactly. But for the most part, I think we're following along with that anyway. On page 91, 7:150, students, agency and police interviews. This looks like it is just in the footnotes.
Yep.
Then the next page, page 92, 7:190, students, student behavior. And this is just changes to the footnotes itself.
I think there's a weapon.
Is that on the
page 4 of 12, page 95? But it's just some quotation.
Quotes. Yeah, there's some quotes on page 94 and then also on 95. Yes. Quotation, what deems a weapons.
And then look alike, yes.
Yeah. And then on page 97, it has quotes around possession.
Oh, yeah, it does.
The word, it's the term possession.
Right.
Nine tenths of the law. It's a long one.
That's
but
it.
It is just quotes, I mean, and footnotes.
Not really a change of the policy.
No, it's, and then lookalikes, yeah. Again, on page, on page 101. On page 104, this is student support services.
7:250.
I'm sorry, thank
That's
you.
Right.
Students and student support services, it adds the word school, where it says a qualified school nurse. And then in the second one, it says services of a school psychologist. And it has a footnote as to why they've added school psychologist under that for that service in the footnotes. And then it also lists the words in school next to social worker, school next to counseling services. And then there is a lot of information in the footnotes as far as the legal terminology.
So is this
and also it did take it down to parent, one parent / guardian, as opposed to requiring saying parents,
right.
Guardians.
Is this from as I read, it's basically just saying that if there's a ISB qualification that's required, that they have to have it.
Order, yes.
Right. That's the only difference.
The difference between certified and non, like registered and non-PMs, things of that nature.
Right. Okay.
Okay, on page 106, 7:275, students orders to forego life-sustaining treatment. Wow, I'm not going to lie. I didn't realize we had that in our policy. It's taken out the word ward again, and it must be signed by the student's physician and given to the superintendent. And then it changes the word child to student throughout the policy.
And removes the word ward.
Yep.
So, okay. That's it.
I'm not gonna lie, I just didn't know we had something like that. On page 108 is 7:305. Students, student athlete concussions and head injuries. And adds an S where it says appoint or approve members of a concussion oversight team for the district.
Oh.
That's under A.
Right, right. So you can have more than one member.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then on page 110, it says licensed healthcare professionals or non-licensed healthcare professionals who serve on the concussion oversight team, whether or not they serve on a volunteer basis.
Basically, they're just saying that they have to have
somebody there. Yeah, exactly, to understand how to.
All right.
Stay on. And then it adds on the next on page 111. It adds advanced practice registered nurse, physician or assistant. So another qualified person that would be able to. Clear a student. On page 113, 7:340, student records. This is just, I think, in the footnotes. Yeah, this is all footnotes and legal references. And that would end our press portion of the evening. On to the district.
Aren't these the same?
Yeah,
these
aren't they the same? So
yeah, these are just
good.
The clean.
Then we are done.
Yes.
Are we really done?
Uh-huh.
It doesn't. It didn't feel like we would be done that quickly. So on that note.
You must not have looked at it beforehand.
Well, I did, yeah, last year.
look at it last night.
I did not. I looked at it last year. So on that note, I move that we adjourn this meeting.
So moved.
Second, and we are adjourned. Well.